Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Right. Hello, everyone. It's about noon, which means it's time for Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And at the top there, from the year 2000, that was the Eiler Set from San Francisco, the album The Last Match. That was the song The Way to Market Station. And I was reminded of this song because the person I interviewed for this episode of the show is now like in a relationship with someone from that band, and so her oh my gosh, how can I forget her name now? Oh my gosh, Alicia was the bassist for the Eiler Set, and her partner's name is Tony Molina. And so I spoke to Tony Molina from the Bay Area. He is going to be in town, he and his band, playing at the Biltmore on Sunday night, along with the Softies. Incredible. All-girl summer fun band and Mo Troper. So it's going to be a very fun night at the Biltmore on Sunday, and talk to Tony all about it. Also this weekend, starting tonight, is Music Waste, the most fun weekend in Vancouver's music scene. So I hope you've got a pass, or you've picked out a couple of select shows you want to go to. There's lots of stuff happening all weekend long, and it's going to be very, very fun. But we're going to start with the Tony Molina of it all, and then we will do a Music Waste preview. Tony released a record last year called In the Fade. So we're going to hear a song from that, Leave This Town. And the next time you hear me, it'll be a phone interview I conducted yesterday. So here we go. Here is Tony Molina from In the Fade. And then stay tuned for an interview with him. Here we go.
You better leave this town, 'cause I can't seem to live it down. The thought of never seeing you again, 'cause you make your presence known. And I think I should have stayed at home. You'll never leave my friends alone.
We're joined on the air now by Tony Molina. It's a big week for Tony and some of his friends who are on tour around the Pacific Northwest. And so, Tony, just a, kind of a general question to start off. How would you describe your music for someone who hasn't heard it before?
Oh, I usually have a hard time, like, explaining it to people, or, like, when people ask, like, I just got my hair cut, like, an hour ago. And my barber asked that question, and I just said, "Oh, it's like guitar, it's like rock music, man, guitars."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like the Beatles a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's usually what I say. I don't know, you know.
I was playing some of your music for my family last night, and I said, "Oh, it's kind of like punk music," and then I started playing it, and they're like, "This isn't punk music. What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're, yeah, all right. Yeah, no, that's a tough question. It feels like you dip into a lot of different styles, but it's all kind of like very hooky pop rock guitar music.
Yeah, it's definitely pop, and I always say that, you know, it's firmly pop music for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're on tour starting tomorrow. You're going to be in Oregon. And how did you connect up with the Softies and Mo Troper and the All Girl Summer Fun Band? How did that all come together?
I've been friends with the Softies and Jen, who plays also in the All Girl Summer Fun Band, for a few years. We've been in touch because I recorded for Slumberland, and you know, it's kind of just like kind of a family, you know.
Yeah, they're like they've been with them for decades.
Yeah, so we met. Yeah, I can't really recall. I definitely think we first started talking like years ago on social media, when I still had social media, I haven't had social media since 2016. But I think that around that time, I remember kind of not punishing, maybe a little punishing, but like. chatting it up with Rose and Jen both. We kind of like kept like sort of loosely in touch over the years. And then I ended up playing in Vancouver and Portland a few years ago before the pandemic. And I got to hang out with Rose, and I got to hang out with Jen in Portland too. And yeah, we've just been friends ever since. Me and Rose played a show together in SF, and we put out a tape of it. And yeah, they're just like really good friends of mine. But I've been listening to their music, you know, since I was in high school, you know. And both with the All Girls Summer Fun Band and the Softies and all of Rose's projects, you know, that's like the stuff that I kind of All Girls Summer Fun Band was like the first indie pop record I ever heard. It was kind of my introduction to it when the self-titled album came out on K back in, I think it was 2000.
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like probably All Girls Summer Fun Band were the first. I got into Softies like that same year, and through, you know, through All Girls Summer Fun Band, I found Magic Market Records, and then I found Dear Nora, who were living in San Francisco at the time. So I found Dear Nora, I found the Iowa Set, and then it's kind of like my whole introduction to that whole universe kind of thing, you know.
Once you dip into that K Olympia record sound, it kind of like there's just so much there. So that's great. What was the idea behind the Live in San Francisco tape? How did that come about? You just were playing some shows with Rose and got a chance to put it out?
Yeah, we played a show together, and then a friend of mine, Ezra, he just recorded it just for the hell of it, because he felt, you know, he had this like little mini disc recorder thing, like an old one, and he just recorded the show, and then he sent it to me, and I think I talked to Rose, and I was like, mind if I put this out on tape? You know what I mean? And so
yeah,
it was cool. I still have a box of them.
Are you bringing them on tour? Are you selling them?
Yeah, you know what? I gotta find it.
That's gonna be like your like prime audience. People coming to a Softies Tony Molina show are gonna want that tape. Yeah. And that's not the only tape that's gonna be available. You've done a split tape with the Softies.
Yeah.
So you cover they cover your 2014 EP, and then you played some of their songs. That's the way that was structured.
Yeah. Originally Rose hit me up and she was like, okay, we're going to do like two or three of yours, and you should do like two or three of ours, you know? And it was Rose's idea for the split. And, yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I got to learn some Softie songs, you know? And then I guess like her and Jen, started recording, and I guess they were just having a lot of fun doing it, and then Rose had the idea. She's like, I'm just gonna do the whole album. And then they did. Yeah.
Well, and you, I mean, you're known for having some short songs. I mean, how long is Distant Dismissed? It's like 12 minutes.
I think it's 11 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and but the Softies Distant Dismissed, which is I would say better than the original, is about 13. I'd say about 13, yeah.
Well, if you're doing three, you know, 4-minute songs, then you need the whole EP on the other side to balance out the tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know when the Softies have blessed. I don't think they've played town for a number of years, so it's like a big occasion that them and All Girls Summer Fun Band are playing shows again. Have you ever seen them play Softies or All Girls Summer Fun Band play?
I never got a chance to see the Softies back in the day. They were a little before my time. You know, they're kind of a 90s thing, you know, and I wasn't around in the 90s. Like, in the 90s, yeah. I was in middle school and, like, listening to Slayer, you know? Slayer and all, you know, Metallica and Sabbath and, you know. But I did see the All Girl Summer Band, like, so many times. I actually saw them in a backyard. The first time I saw them, it was a backyard show in the Mission District in San Francisco. Actually, 1010 Alabama Street, if I'm not mistaken, which is Jamie, who played in Dear Nora and Pound Sign. It was his house. And it was All Girl Summer Fun Band, The Bright Ideas, which is Scott Miller from the Bananas Band. And I think there was another band, but I can't remember. But there was all kinds of people that were there that I'd met later on in life. But then I was only a junior in high school, but it was that Mike Schulman from Slumberland was there. Alicia, who is my girlfriend, she was there. And we actually live like a few blocks from the house. And, yeah, obviously Jamie was there. You know, it's just a trip. You know what I mean? It's just a trip because that was 21 years ago, and here we are now, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but I saw the Summer Fam a lot. I saw them at Mission High. They played at Mission High School, actually, for Lady Fest one year. I saw them in San Jose twice. I saw them in, like, Bottom of the Hill once. I've seen them maybe, like, six times. I would go to see them every time they would come to town. And that was, like, all before – yeah, that was, like, all between – the years, I would say, 2002 to 2003, yeah.
Yeah, because they put out some records after, but I don't remember them being as active. Like, I remember thinking about them as, like, a 2000 to, like, 2005 band. But, yeah, they definitely put stuff out after that. I just, it really reminds me of that early 2000s era.
Yeah.
So, like, you're in the Bay Area, and I mean, I think a few years ago there was lots of stories about how, like, musicians were having to leave San Francisco because it's in the Bay Area because it's so expensive, and it's something that a lot of cities up the coast talk about. I'm just wondering, like, you've stuck with it, and you're still active in the Bay Area. What's the scene like these days in San Francisco and other communities out there?
It seems to be doing pretty well. You know, there's still, you know, I mean, yeah, a lot of my friends have moved, not by choice. And so, you know, we're like actually from here, you know what I mean? And like being from here, it gets tough. You know, and so, yeah, like there's still a lot of bands here for sure. You know, a lot of local bands and, yeah, man, it's good to see. It's good to see. There's some really good bands out here, you know, which I'm thankful for. Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned your girlfriend.
Man, you know the Umbrellas?
Who?
You know the Umbrellas? The Umbrellas? They're one of our local bands at...
The Umbrellas.
Yeah. Okay. They're a Slumberland band. They're friends of ours. They're wonderful. They're a great band.
All right. Anyone else that you would want to give a shout out to, you think that people should know about?
Yeah, Kids on the Crime Spree, which is Mario, who's been a fixture of Bay Area pop since forever, and he's a lifer. And they took 10 years to make. They took a decade to make their last record, and it's really good. And Becky is the drummer. She was in Pound Sign back in the day. She was in that band Scrabble. So yeah, they're a great band. I love to see them play. And then my other homies, Yogurt Brain, Monster Treasure, Trainer Griders, you know, all my buddies. Like, yeah, man, Bay Area music. It's awesome.
There's a lot going on still.
Telephone numbers. Got to throw in the telephone numbers in there. They're great. Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen back to this to get all the these amazing recommendations. I'm always looking for new bands, especially down there. And you mentioned your girlfriend, Alicia. Is that Alicia Vanden Heuvel from Eiler Set? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I loved the Eiler Set back then. And so she has a recording studio and a record label as well?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Yeah.
And that Studios SF, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're putting out your split tape, right?
Yeah. It's a co-release with Slumberland, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So you and Rose have been friends for a few years. Are you a sports fan by any chance?
You know what? I'm not into sports.
Okay, that's probably good.
Yeah, I don't dislike sports whatsoever.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, but, you know, being from the Bay, my friends are, you know, like, especially my bandmates, all my friends, they're just fanatics. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the way I am about, like, the Beatles or the Stones, that's the way they are about the Giants and the Niners and the Warriors and stuff, you know? So, yeah, man, it's that's a big thing about the Bay.
Right.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And Rose is a huge Seahawks fan, so it's good that didn't become, like, a source of tension in your friendship.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. Tour starts tomorrow night, and it's a beautiful time of year to be in the Pacific Northwest. What can people expect when they come down to one of the shows that you're going to be having? So you're playing. what does your band look like when you're on tour?
Oh, so we're playing kind of the louder stuff, the more guitar heavy kind of stuff this time around, and not really the softer kind of folky side of things. We're not really doing that because it's not as fun. You know what I mean? When people come to the show, they kind of want to hear some loud guitars or something. So I'm happy to do that, even though I don't really record that kind of stuff as much anymore, but I still enjoy playing those old songs and stuff like that. Yeah, a lot of old stuff. So if people are into my band, my old band, The Ovens or whatever, like we're doing a lot of Ovens music. So yeah, so I hope people like it. You know, I tried to make a well-rounded set list and stuff that it kind of included a little bit of everything, you know? So I hope people are, you know, enjoy it, you know?
And they'll get the acoustic pop with some other artists on that bill. And then you'll give it the other side of the coin a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
And what's next? So you put out a record last year, and you're doing this tour. What's in the future for you and your band?
I think we're gonna go out to the East Coast, but we're figuring all that stuff out now. You know, it's like putting a record out during kind of COVID situation is kind of made. You know, we got a slow start, kind of getting active again and all that, and so. We're kind of slowly, like we did LA, now we're doing the Northwest, and then we're kind of going to go to New York kind of thing. And then after that, we're just not going to play at all. And I'm just going to, just get back to recording, which is the main thing. That's what I like to do the most, you know, so that's the deal. Like,
and you record other bands too, right? Yeah. Like do you help out with other bands?
I play.
Or just recording your own stuff. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time. Anything you want to add or anything else you want people to know about your music or about the show happening this weekend?
No, I mean, I just hope everyone comes out and has a good time, you know, and I hope we put on a good show for everybody. And thank you for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it's fun to chat with you, and I look forward to meeting you in person on Sunday or seeing you on stage at least.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'll see you there.
All right. Well, thanks so much. What can you think of a song of yours that people should hear? What's maybe something from that can get them pumped up for Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I would say maybe how about
Not Worth Knowing or Burn Everyone or
from an older thing? Yeah, how about Burn Everyone? Yeah, that one's awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Tony Molina and Burn Everyone from his recent record, In the Fade. Thanks, Tony.
All right, thanks so much.
There's nothing I can do. Everyone's so bad except for you. You can't accept the blame.
Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker.
I wanna marry your son. It's been so long now that I've been in love with your son. He scares the other kids, but it is towards him that I run. He's got a way with words, and when the crush has me, my head hurts. He's got a heavy metal. Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker.
Music Waste Festival. Showcasing unique local artists, Music Waste is happening from June 1st to 4th at different venues around Vancouver.
For performance information and each day's artist lineup, you can go to the Music Waste Instagram page. If you want to purchase one festival pass for 4 days of sweet live music, you can go to the link in the Music Waste Instagram bio.
Music Waste Festival, here to fulfill your sweetest live show cravings.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
That was New Tonk from their sophomore record, Thanks for Waiting. That was the song Country Doctor. And it's been out for a little bit. They released it, I think, a couple of weekends ago. Great to hear Tonk with new music. Because of all the programming I did during the anniversary month of May here at CITR, didn't get a chance to play it, I don't think. So nice to dip into that Tonk. Before that, we heard the All-Girl Summer Fun Band from their album 2, released, I think, in 2002 or thereabouts. That was the song Dear Mr. and Mrs. Troublemaker. And before that, we heard the Softies from the record Project Echo, a compilation from K Records. That was the song He'll Never Have to Know. And at the top, Tony Molina with Burn Everyone. Thanks again to Tony Molina for that interview. It was very fun, and I hope they're having a good tour. They start tonight, actually, in Eugene, and then Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver. Pretty ideal little tour there. I think that would be fun. I'd like to do that someday. I played Wassissium Garden PSA right before that last song, and I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of one of the amazing person from that garden and from the UBC Farm community, Wilson Mendez. He died a couple of days ago. It was very sudden and very tragic and early. He was not old, and he had so much more to give. And so it's a very sad time for the UBC Farm community and the Wassissium Garden community. And so my condolences to all of his family, friends, and colleagues. I hope his memory is a blessing and that you're able to continue to come together to help work through your grief. All right, let's get into the Music Waste preview. So Music Waste annual music festival happens the first weekend in May, or June, I should say. And it kicks off tonight. So there's a show at Green Auto in Hastings Sunrise and a show at Redgate. So I'm going to play the first band up tonight at Redgate. My name is Dell. After a few years off with pandemic-related just sort of malaise, not malaise, but like a break, Dell is back at it. And this is his song, Paradise. So here we go. This is My Name is Dell on CITR 101.9 FM.
Try to is effortless. All things agree to be. All things agree to me. A greed you'll see.
it from the incomparable M01E. That was the song. Let's see if I can get this. 1 second. Music. That was the song Losing Meaning 2022 Upper Reject Everything with Indifference from the album Season 1 Episode 3 The Window on the Street Best Consumed at Volume 70% to 95%. All right, good stuff. They're going to be at Redgate, I believe. Friday night. So they're going to be at Redgate at 11:15 p.m. on Friday night. That should be a very good bill. Before that, we heard Banana House from their record, Welcome to the Banana House. That was Mousetrap. And before that, we heard John McKeel from his record, Bobby Joe Hope, from a couple years back. That was the song Management. And at the top, we heard My Name is Del. One of the very fun things about Music Waste is that if you didn't get picked or you want to put on a show as well, you're allowed to do that. You just have to accept Music Waste passes there. So there's something called Go Your Own Waste, which I love. And so there's going to be a few of those shows. One's at Green Auto on Friday. And then Thor's Palace, legendary punk house in Mount Pleasant, is hosting John McKeel from Sackville, New Brunswick, I believe. He is touring across the country. And Adrian from Apollo Ghost has set up that show. Sort of 13th and Kingsway. That's going to be 6 p.m. on Saturday. I don't know the names exactly, but Davina, formerly of the Oz and Movie Land, is going to be playing. And there's one other band playing as well. That's going to be very fun. I will be at a child's musical performance performance of her musical. Strike that from the record. I have a prior engagement to get to, but if I didn't, I would be there because that'll be a lot of fun. Also, one of the Go Your Own Way shows on Saturday afternoon is at the Girls Rock Camp Fieldhouse in Falaise Park. And so Banana House, whom we just heard, is going to be there along with the Girls Rock Camp band KIDS and a solo show from Puzzlehead. So wonderful stuff. There's like no time. I had about 15 more songs I was hoping to play. I don't really know what I was thinking, didn't get to them. So that's just the way it's going to be. Let me play a couple of PSAs and then I will wrap this show up. Here we go.
MRG Live presents Tony Molina Band, The Softies, Mo Troper, and All Girls Summer Fun Band live at the Biltmore Cabaret on June 4th. Get ready for a night of live music, electrifying performances, and pure indie vibes from all these amazing artists. Don't miss out. Get your tickets at admitone.com.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
It is 1 p.m. again. Thank you, Yola Tengo, for the reminder. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Did not get through nearly enough of the Music Waste bands I wanted to, but if you go to musicwaste.ca, you can see the full schedule there. And if you go to musicwaste.bandcamp.com, you can listen to a collection of bands that they put together in it. It's a great snapshot of who's playing and can give you a sense of who's a can't miss. We're going to close out with a song from The Cure. They are playing in town tomorrow. I know a lot of people my age that are very excited about that. I like The Cure. That would be fun, but it was kind of it's Music Waste. I've got other shows to go to. But to all those people going to that, have fun. And I'm going to close out with Boys Don't Cry, which recently got a shout out in the song Strong Enough by Boy Genius. All right. Thanks so much to Tony Molina. And thanks to you all for listening. And have a wonderful music waste. Have a great weekend, no matter what you're doing. I will see you here next week. Okay. Bye. About